Well, hello, world.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's me, Sandra London, and you're listening to Playtime with Sandra. I'm broadcasting via Skype, so it's very possible. It's possible that you can actually see me right now, and feel free to let me know if you are. Let's see. I should be having Indie Bear call in later on today, probably within the next 10-15 minutes. And Indie Bear, he runs the site called Such a Sexy World 2011.blogspot.com. And what he is a great promoter for fellow models like myself and some other really beautiful girls. And he's been like a dream, a total angel, complete sweetheart. And part of what I want to do tonight is kind of showcase some of the gifts that I've received, especially recently, seeing as how we've just had Valentine's Day. So I wanted to thank the loving Master W for his gifts, which are plenty. Catalog every single one, but he spoiled me quite a bit. And also a great big shout out to B-Man. I call him Baker Man for B-Man, so he sent me these Hello Kitty earrings. So if you're able to see like me on video, then you can see these Hello Kitty earrings. They're super cute, and I have them on my Amazon wish list, and he sent them. And so thank you. And beautiful flowers from, I'll call him Polly Wally, and Two Bear of Two Bear Studios. And maybe I'll be able to actually show you. It's my first time broadcasting with video on Blog Talk Radio. So I don't even know how I look right now. So you guys can tell me if it's all good, if I should just tan down. And how everything is going. I want to let everyone know that after this broadcasting, which ends at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, there will be an additional hour on Naked Girls Radio, which will be some of my erotic audio stories for you to listen to, as well as some of my absolute favorite independent musical artists. And let's see if I can show you while I wait. But before I get up and share some of these goodies, let me give you the guest call-in number. That guest call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I'll be sitting here waiting oh so patiently for Mr. Lovely JKZ, aka Andy Bear, to come give a shout out and say hello to everyone. But in the meanwhile, give me 2 seconds. I'm going to grab this little bear. He's awesome. 1 second. Okay. Was that 1 second or was that longer? My bad. This is Hieronymus X, who is super awesome. I think it's the girl, but maybe it's the boy. I don't know. Either way, he or she is super cute. And this was a gift, for a little bit before Valentine's Day, but, he's a very lovely little bear with his XOXO. Yeah. Aside from that, I got like quite a few costumes and stuff like that over, the past few weeks. One was the cop outfit, where I'm not sure if everyone has seen or not, but the Black Metal Rose video. There are two different versions that are currently online. One is on Naked Girls Radio, and that's version 2. Version 1 is on my site, which is To Live and Grind in LA. And there you'll see me with this background. I don't know if you all can see it. I guess I'll find out soon. whether you're also receiving video from this. I sure hope you are. So you'll be able to see all that. And yeah, so this thing is in the background, and I'm all dancing around, trying to be sexy. The musicians who created that song are Fierce Creatures, and that is one of my absolute favorite songs, Black Metal Rose, that's on Naked Girls Radio, as they shared over and over again last weekend, if y'all remember. And this Jane right here is from the District of Columbia, a gift from there, and I think I have a picture of it on my site, but I will see what Keezy Indie Bear is up to. It's really hard for me to find, like, exactly where he is, because Skype, like, doesn't want to tell me. So, Keezy, if you're out there, you can give me a call. Call in and flirt a little bit. It's 858-815-2333. One of the things I saw over the weekend that was pretty cool was this video on YouTube of a sort of a similar, like a Korean version of like American Idol or something like that, or sort of like a talent show, game show. Where there was the girl who did the most lovely rendition of Adele's Rolling in the Deep. So if you guys are curious about that and you haven't seen it, you can check it out on Sandra London TV. In my favorite section, look for, I think it's about 3 in on my favorites list. And you'll be able to see that. She's, like, amazing. She did an incredible job. I was blown away. I normally, like, don't like watching all the, oh, look at this and that, you know, next biggest thing on whatever streaming video somewhere or some kind of clip, but that was a very worthwhile peek at someone who has an extreme amount of talent. That girl's gifted totally. Yeah. It's kind of hard now, like, hoping everything is going well while not necessarily being able to see for myself, but I'm sure I'll be able to check in on what's going on after the fact. One of the things I wanted to do for you all was to read maybe one of my stories live, but I actually planned on doing that towards the end of the hour, and that story would be Sex Drives and Dream States, which is an erotic short story that I wrote a few months ago, but I've never performed it, never recorded it, only written it, so I could actually do a live recording and save that. And then all shall be well in the world. But anyways, I'm not sure if anyone, I looked on, I guess, my show's history, and I was really happy to see that there are about a bit more than 50 listeners to my show. They're able to catch last week's episode. Thank you very much. I hope that you continue to enjoy my live broadcasting, whether you catch it live or whether you gotta catch up and catch it. Either way, I'm very happy that you all are listening and tuning in. And I feel like I should be dancing or something, or doing a little jig, making a little love with myself, although that might not be the best thing to do at this moment, necessarily. But anyway, if you all can see me, I can calm down a little bit. I'm sitting on this little chair here, so I'm, like, lower than normal. But I'm just wearing a little skirt. And I'm, like, kind of standard sort of top. Yeah, I don't know. I hope you all are enjoying that little view. I might put on some, like, independent music in a second and just start dancing to it, because then I won't have to talk for a while. Which, you know, I'm a girl, so I like talking, but it's weird with no feedback. So just to sort of give a little space for you all to sort of relax and unwind as it is Sunday evening. I might do a little dance, a little jig here soon. And let's see. I'm seeing there's a message on Skype saying that there's high sound coming from the speakers. I really hope that this broadcast isn't like all scratchy or anything. So anyone can feel free to call in and let me know if it is, because I don't want you to have to continue to listen to a screechy broadcast. So maybe that was a random warning. Maybe it wasn't. So feel free to let me know. The guest call-in number is 858-815-2333. And you know what? Let me find one of those songs real quick that I can throw on and just start dancing for a moment. And for those of you who tuned in to... Ooh! I hear somebody on Naked Girl Radio who is contacting me. You might hear that beep sound. That's not me. That's the computer. Okay, I'm hearing that all sounds well, which is awesome. So, yay! Okay, so I'm going to play an independent song. I'm going to find one in my little playlist here. And you can see me grooving to it. And, oh, hey, Jess, thanks for letting me know that everything sounds good. Let me know if you can see me, too. I have no idea what this looks like. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I know that this is an independent artist, and this is actually to a video that I made called Happy Weekend, which features some of my lovable, huggable teddy bears and some like pictures from Night Moves Awards Weekend. And I know the artists because they, or not, I don't know them personally, but I know that they're independent because they chose it to go with the video gallery. And here it is. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. If I can find their name.
Thank you. Don't say you'll always be around.
Yeah, so that was Household Name with the latest success, I suppose, is the name of their song. And now I need to quickly, like, pause this. Something else is there. There we go. This is complicated. Anyway. Before the song came on, I was going to mention, for anybody that watched Whitney Houston's Celebration of Life, I suppose you can call it, Kevin Costner, his speech was, like, amazing to me, that I did not expect to cry, and I actually started crying when he gave his speech. That's totally unexpected, but it was beautiful, I thought. It was very touching, very awesome. And on a really, like, happier note, hi, Toronto is back again, saying hello, and then he loves everybody. And he's saying, PZ, call in, yo, what's up? But anyway... Yeah, sorry. what else? Yeah, so I might read that erotic story within the next, maybe like 5 minutes if I don't get a call in the meanwhile. And you guys can listen in, share your thoughts, let me know how you like it and all that. And let's see. I think altogether, just for everyone's information, I probably have about 14 or 15 erotic stories that I've written since December of 2010. Most of them are featured on my site in some way, and two of them have been published on everynighterotica.com. I've also sent a few to PleasureRadio.fm. So I actually was able to do an interview with them back when I was in the Tampa area for the Night Moves Awards weekend. I was able to be interviewed by Tony P. And Derek on PleasureRadio.fm. They're super funny and awesome. It was a hysterical interview. I think it's archived if you want to hear it. And see what happened, what transpired. You can do that. They're at pleasureradio.fm. But I sent them recently a few of my erotic stories because they had a little submission thing on their site to send stuff in. And so I did, and so can you. So anybody out there that likes to write erotica, whether it's poems or like longer stories, but like I think you got to keep it to 3 minutes on their site. So that would be a good thing for you guys to do. Try your hand at, especially if you sound sexy. You can read, like, anything. You could read a recipe book and make it sound hot, and I think that would still somehow go over. But just create your own recipe. For the sake of copyright and all. But anyways, I need to find that story. The reason why it's not immediately on hand is that I have this super mega uber flash drive, and I've named her Ruby, and she's really cool. She holds 750 gigabytes of space, and I put most of my intel in her. So in order to dig her up, that takes a little moment here and there. I'm actually really sad in a way, because one of my other friends is going to call in and do some funny little skit with me, but they might still get it, so I won't be mad if they call, and I'll only be mad for 5 minutes if they don't, but let's see. Open, okay, I gotta look for it, y'all. Maybe I should put on another song so you don't hear me indefinitely, especially if I'm not mowing with it, right? Then it's just kind of pointless. No. Alright, well, hold on. Let me see if I can find this real quick. If it takes longer, then I'm going to put on another. Ooh, I found it! Yay! Okay. Aren't you happy I found it quickly? Yes. Alrighty. While it's loading. Yay! Okay, I think this is the final version, guys. So, if it's not, you might see me pause because I may have changed, a line or two since it's original. Debut or something. Or it's first imagining. Anyway, so this story is called Sex Drive in Dream States. Sorry about that. Here we go. I hope I can be sexy at the same time, so you tell me. Alrighty. Sex drives and dream states. I am stranded, alone, I hitchhike. Destination, anywhere. You pull over in your truck. You extend a hand, pick me up. I'm spent. You're fairly hot. I'm fairly horny. I observe you silently, listlessly. After a few hundred miles, I blow you. Exhausted, I fall asleep in your lap. Several hours later, night falls. The truck slows to a stop. You stop to check the tires. Perhaps one has gone flat. I wake up. I do not see you. I do not see you there. Many hours must have passed, and it's so very dark. I look out through the windshield. Cautiously, I grab a blanket. It is on the floor of the passenger seat. I wrap around myself. I exit the truck. I jump down to the ground. I'm afraid to announce my presence. It's a lonely night. Furtively, I look around. I venture towards the back of the car. I do not see you there. I hear the music of the unknown in the wilderness before me. I hear the rustling of the trees. I hear the stirring of the leaves. Suddenly, a warm hand envelops my waist. Sweet, hot breath tickles my ears. You whisper, "Hey, baby, you all right?" And it's the first time I hear you speak. Your deep, gentle voice turns me on. No further reason. Uncontrollably. It is cold out, even with the blanket wrapped around me. I suppose I sort of swoon, half moaning, heady in your presence. I feel your hard cock pressing defiantly against your jeans. It is poking my blanket. I'm very impressed. I am so cold. so very, very cold. You hug me closer from behind. I feel an instant urge to abandon myself, to sink into your arms. I look back at you and smile. You're much hotter than I remembered, this close up. Wow, I coo. I reach behind me. My blanket falls away. Your arms still keep me warm. I unzip your hand methodically. I do not want to disrupt this energy. I feel it stirring in my panties. It becomes so hard for me to breathe. My hands shiver uncontrollably. I fumble while loosening your belt. Somewhat hesitant, I pause for a spell. After a few seconds, I dive my hand greedily into your hand. My eyes widen. I am shocked at my discovery. Being wet. The warmth of my heat trickles between my thighs. I shudder and shiver once again without reprieve. It is no longer from the cold. I'm ready for you. I want to discover what you will feel like deeply within. I wonder how sleepy I must have been not to notice the beauty, the power, the drive, the smooth, solid readiness of your massively swollen cock. How could it have gone unnoticed that I had consumed such a strong, steely weapon of love in the recesses of my mouth and in the pit of my throat and the embedded buds of my lustful tongue. Your cock inches ever closer to my unbridled honey pot. It glides effortlessly between my thighs. I feel your hand reach between my legs. You position your hungry, throbbing manhood. I inhale sharply. I ready myself for the plunge. You enter. The end. Yeah. I wrote that November 22nd, 2011, according to this here notation. In my Microsoft Word document. And now, I'll let you all cool off while I play another cool indie song. I think I'll find it. So give me just a few seconds. You can get your blanket. Everyone. Oh, let's see. Favorite. Alrighty, what shall we do next? I will play. Oh, I can play. I think it doesn't even matter if it is copyright song because this one's actually really cool. If it is, then my bad, sorry, but this is Massive Attack Angel. By EMI Music. Here we go. Okay, hello again. That was Angel by Massive Attack. And there's still no Indy. I have no idea where he is. But the call-in number is 858-815-2333. And I might do, like, a surprise call of my own on somebody. But I'm still trying to, like, decide whether or not that's a good idea. Maybe that's somehow, like, not a good thing. But anyway, you can let me know, I guess, how you like that last song by Massive Attack. They're an excellent group. They're not indie, but they're awesome. And how you liked my reading of Sex Drive and Dream State. I'll probably have to do it again. Not tonight, but some other time, because yeah, I did actually change a few of the words around, so that may account for some of those pauses. But anyway, QZ, if you're out there listening, I can't really check and see if you're trying to send me a message on Skype. Like, my screen is completely filled with only Blog Talk Radio right now, so you'll just have to call in, or I'll type to you next week. But for those of you that listened in last week, that heard me and Jess going over Naked Girls Radio, that would be cool to hear back from you guys over the next week of what you think of the site of Naked Girls Radio and what you think about the lovely women who are models on that site. And also check out my own site, I suppose, SweetLivingGrindNLA.com, which has been around since December 2010, and was originally with WordPress and moved over to Blogger, and I don't know, I have a lot of fun writing for it, learning how to do all this media, online media stuff, connecting with people. Especially love Twitter. I guess I would say that's probably one of my favorite social media avenues, just by the type of people I've been able to meet that are, you know, in some way aligned with things that I'm definitely interested in, which include small business resources, adult media, cam girls, the men who love cam girls, modeling sites, magazines, online magazines, adult news, politics, all these different things, and all my varied interests and tastes. I feel like Twitter's been one of the best avenues to further enrich my own knowledge and, you know, collaborate and network with other people. So that's been such a joy for me. I'm sure it's helped a lot of you as well. So in the future, I always welcome calls that are just from people that want to share some new resource with me or chime in on different ones that I also like and fully, you know, I'm totally happy with and find useful and interesting and sustaining. So So yeah, I look forward to that. And let's see, what else is there? I know that there's a couple of movies that have come out recently, and I don't really watch movies in the theater very much these days. I don't know, not really on purpose, I just don't, but there are a couple of movies that I do really want to see, like Safe House with Denzel, and I just happened to watch the trailer for it a few weeks ago, where I think Denzel was on, like, Letterman or something, and then the trailer came on for it, for the movie, and I was like, wow, okay, that looks pretty good, he's a really good actor to me, and that Act of Valor movie, I think I probably want to see that, the SEAL movie, and that's the Navy SEAL and stuff like that. That sounds interesting. So if I do ever make it to the movies before online somewhere, you know, like Netflix or something, I don't know. And then, yeah, those are the two that I'd probably most want to see. And I know next weekend is supposed to be the Oscars, so that'll be yet another weekend where something major is happening, like how last weekend there were the Grammys, which were broadcasting while I was broadcasting my first show here on Blog Talk Radio. So that'll be going on next weekend, and that should be kind of exciting, even though I probably haven't seen very many of the movies that'll be up for awards. No matter. It would still be fun to watch and see what I should probably cross off my list or add to my list of things I want to catch up on when they're either available on, like, you know, somewhere online I can watch it, or I'll just get up and go to the theater. Yay! Wouldn't that be, like, a new concept for me? Yeah. Alrighty. In the meanwhile, I do really want to play this other song, which is really good. It might take me a while to get to it, and I might stumble across something else in the meanwhile. But it's like one of my favorites. Let's see how long it takes me to find it. Okay, well, this one's really good. Okay. Theory of Noise, Test Me. This one's really good. And, like, the lead, I think it's the singer, the lead singer on this is really good. But the band's called Theory of Noise, and the song is called Test Me. So, here you go. So yeah, that was Theory of Noise. And I think I gotta stop this YouTube thingy because it wants to play more stuff. Hold on. But yeah, weren't they like awesome? That singer has a sexy voice. I like it. And now I need to quickly put this next thing on mute. No. Okay. Hello again. So, I've just been able to find out what was going on with Indie Bear, lovable, huggable Indie Bear. Yeah, he had a major, like, emergency at his house. So, like, yeah, he won't be able to call in. Hope everything gets resolved soon. So, yeah, he can't even, like, listen right now. So, that sucks. Yeah, but, so now that I have you all to myself, better or worse, we can play around with some more music here. Hey, why not? Because I'm not even sure if you can see me right now. You might be able to, but maybe not. So what I'm going to do right now is go back to my favorite and look at some more like indie artists, and that will help us go to like the 9 o'clock hour where you can hear a show that's like already ready and wrapped up to go for you all. But, you know, one thing I could do, since it seems like the audio is working out just fine, is I could play you some of my erotica. That would be awesome because you'll be able to hear it. Whether you can actually see the video or not, you can hear it. And, yeah, I think it would be pretty freaking sweet for you all to listen to. So let's start out with a short one, yeah? And then we'll see how that goes, and then we'll have one last one, which is a bit longer, but not too much longer, as, like, the closing out one. And then you can tell me if you see me, and, like, you've been watching me this whole time, and my face is just, like, all within screen. So, and meanwhile, go ahead and check out this latest, the latest erotica I'm playing for you, which is called Hot Housekeeping. And it will start right about now. Now-ish.
Hello, you're watching Sandra London TV, and what you're about to hear is a hot, cold reading of the very next video coming up. It's going to be called Housekeeping, and we will start right about now.
Ariola, I clean now?
Yes, you're cleaning.
I fluff for you.
Oh, yes. Good boy, Patrick. I like.
Ariola, are you in there? I want to see our son, Arnie.
Yes, Mario. I am there. I am almost coming.
Do we have the time? I finish?
Patrick, you must not be so hot in here. Mario will ask a funny question. Arnie does not look anything like this. He looks like your puppy.
Oh, no.
Mira, you can see.
Uh-oh. Ariola, come. I want to spend a quality time with my family. Give me my son. You never let me see him for very long.
I come. I just wanted to show
in there?
The glass is funky. I'm showing him how to wax the glass.
Nonsense. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, it's only your hand, baby. It's only your hand.
My baby.
Voila. So that's it so far. That's just a little script I wrote up in about 5 minutes or so. I'm going to work on it, and they're going to do the actual play version of it. And then you'll see us in our faces. We'll be out of typing. Good night.
And here's the last one. Welcome to Eden. Good night, kiddos.
Well, hello, guys and dolls. You're watching Sandra London TV, and right now, time for story time with Sandra. I've done this a few times before, but mostly in written form. What I'm going to do tonight is read for you The Heart-Shaped Box, Welcome to Eden, Part 1. This is a story that took me maybe 3 or 4 hours to write, and I just wrote it as I was typing, like, I don't know, formed itself while I was read a headset on my keyboard. And it was published on toliveandgrindinla.blogspot.com on April 30th. And I will start right now. Gather round, and I'm going to take this coat off. You don't mind. Okay, The Heart-Shaped Box. Welcome to Eden, Part 1. Welcome to Eden, or Eden's Den, rather. Here, you're sure to find something quite heavenly indeed, so long as pussy is your flavor. Pardonnez-moi, monsieur. Where are my manners? Entrez-vous chez Eden's Den, our hidden, secluded, decidedly illicit, members-only, lat-spinning club, tucked away on this industrial lot in Détente City's most notoriously colorful hotspot. My handcrafted selection of painfully exquisite painted ladies have no need for your pleasantry. My girls know what you're here for, mon amour. Around these parts, we prefer to cut to the chase. Who needs small talk anyway? Were you really going to invite Angel to your latest board meeting, Mr. CFO of? Is it truly an evening of fine dining for which you wish to buy out our beloved cookies, the then third in line mademoiselle at your cookie cutter country club? Bien sûr, I agree. I surely must have misheard. Perhaps you're unaware, but the charmingly cavalier nature of this particular breed of Eve you'll find here is exactly what has kept the den in business after all these years. May I be frank? I am more than happy to assure you that we are veritably untouched by the local livestock. Pigs, shall we say? We are, however, frequented by those of the floating world, the most highly esteemed, the almighty whales, naturally. And besides, who would ever want to ruin a sure thing? I am the madam in training of this establishment, monsieur. I send only the kindly bitch to the horny, hungry, perpetually hard, ever so eager members of the card-carrying league of the state. Alas, why do you seem so suddenly surprised? The truth does not hurt. In fact, she feels really, really good, sugar. Honest. As a matter of fact, the truth likes to whisper. She loves to shout. And for a small, precious fee, the truth can gag upon your silvery spoon, devouring your pearly white goodness, or allow it to stream slowly all over your cocktail napkin. In 2 to 3 minutes flat, if you're the impatient type. And most pigs are. Greed. She rules this town. But she does not rule the den. No. That title belongs to the filthiest, kinkiest, most low-down damsel of them all. Our most heavenly duchess, a breathtakingly beautiful bombshell, the greatest mindfucker of all time, the dearest white witch making a big home. Lady Porcelain.
Nay, Tessa de la Cruz, our shining angel, has risen rather quickly to our top rank due to her inherent powers of seduction and eroticism. Porcelain likes it hard down her own pleasure strip. She has an endless appetite for men, their money, and the driving animalistic force beneath their fine linen trousers. I must caution you to be prudent, my love. Lady Porcelain will mindfuck your pocket, your penis, and your belief in your own shadow relentlessly until you've gone soft, limp, or empty. Porcelain detests broken men. Nevertheless, her tantalizing cunt has the power to fondle your pocket until it is made abundantly clear to you and everybody else that you are inconsequential. She will have stopped caring. You will cease to exist in her world. In our world, nothing. A blip. A waste of space. Still, she will continue to smile. Peer at you innocently beneath her luscious make and impossibly long lashes. Purse her Chanel-laden lips. Flash her sphinx-like grin. Carefully conceal the genesis of her spoiled, rotten nature. Part her supple, shapely thighs in your direction. Thrust your prize one tip towards your lonely heart. Massage your neck with her perfectly manicured nails. Toss your voluminous blonde tresses about. Poison the air you breathe with the sweet scent of jasmine and lavender tea. Lower her sensually seductive lips, shielding her enticingly doe-like ingrained eyes. Extend her long legs petulantly, showcasing her dainty feet, bound in black. Her trademark bitch, Alexander McQueen stilettos, are her calling card. The men who worship her have paid dearly for their own. Range of proper introduction would require considerably more of your salary than any gift you've ever procured for any other, or even for wife, for that matter. I'm afraid our lady may find you pathetic, earnestly awaiting a pity fuck. I see. You are indeed so waiting, I take it. Oh, yes. I'm certain that Porcelain is aware of this. That is exactly why she smiles. That is precisely ever so coquettishly at your joke. Did she really lead you to believe you were funny? Damn, she's good. And that is why she appears. Porcelain is our lady in wait, par excellence. Our little diamond devil doll, who knows full well that you are quite capable of waiting a very long time. She appears so serene, pleasing to the eyes and ears, naive, indifferent. I know better. When our Duchess decides to strike, you will have never seen it coming. Poor thing. That little Luciferina knows. Where?
Check out more on MakeAGirlsRadio.com starting now. Check out more on MakeAGirlsRadio.com, part 2, second hour of my show. Goodbye, everyone. Good night. Listen to Playtime with Sandra. And just in case you can still hear me, Playtime with Sandra continues on NakedGirlsRadio.com. Once you go to the site, all you'll need to do is click on Listen Live, and you'll be able to listen to some of my all-time favorite independent music artists and some of my recorded audio erotica. Tune in next week, where I'll have more guests and more fun times and probably definitely a video to go with your audio sensations that you're receiving at this moment. Right now. Goodbye.